The ships were found by Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary surveyors. They say the ships sank more than two decades apart by colliding with other vessels during bad weather. Thunder Bay researchers say the Choctaw has eluded groups for decades, and they're excited to have found her. John Bright is the research coordinator at the Marine Sanctuary in Alpena. He says the Choctaw had an iconic design which played a crucial part in the evolution of what Great Lakes freighters are today.
So it's an extremely, extremely unique vessel type, considering that it is one of three that was ever made in the entire world, and it has all the significance of its association with the development of the Great Lakes bulk carrier design throughout the 18th and 19th century.
Bright says Marine Sanctuary crews plan to do more extensive research before they release the locations for public diving. Travis Slate, WCMU News.